With our second assignment, we're going to take your research one step further from the stock markets assignment to what we call the earnings call assignment. You're going to now dig deeper into the company's information. Because for many investors, one of the most important sources of information is the company they are researching as a potential investment. Naturally, companies are eager to attract and retain investors. Hence, every bona fide publicly traded corporation will have a link on their webpage entitled Investors or Investor Relations or something to that effect. Now, when we say bona fide, we mean real companies, companies that are in business to make money. They're not sham corporations that they attach penny stocks to and we stay far away from. We're talking about real companies that are in business and ethical for the most part. At the very least, dear students, on these investor websites, you can order or download the latest annual quarterly reports. However, most companies will have audio and or audio visual webcasts available for download. Frequently asked questions, other investor-related tools such as allowing you to enroll in electronic mail, text message alerts, some have dividend reinvestment plans, and some even have research materials for students. But by far, the most popular item on a company's investors relations website is the quarterly earnings call. Now, what are these things? Every quarter, publicly traded companies in the United States must report certain data as outlined by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And back in the later 90s, the Securities and Exchange Commission wanted to implement a regulation they called Regulation FD for fair disclosure. You see, before the information would come out on a certain date every quarter, it was typical for folks on Wall Street who meet with the companies regularly to have some inside information. Well, we shouldn't use that term. They had some preliminary information. Well, the Securities and Exchange Commission said no more. All the data for the next quarter must be sent out to the world at the same time so that nobody has a jump start on anybody else. And given the technology was improving so quickly with telecommunications, they set up these quarterly earnings calls. Now, you can call in on an 800 number or log in on your computer, and they're quite popular. I watch and listen to the companies that I'm interested in, and you're going to do the same. Your assignment is to listen to or read at least 3 quarterly earnings calls. Now, some companies only keep the audio version of the earnings call for a specific period. Maybe they don't keep that. They keep a PDF transcript for much longer. Every company is different. Please choose at least 3 companies from the list below. Optionally, you may choose companies that are not on the list, but please don't choose some really tiny little, some companies like marijuana startup companies or something like that. Please choose very large companies with significant global business. Now, some people have the idea, and this is a very good idea, by the way, let's choose some major competitors with one another. For example, if you chose MasterCard, you might then look at Squeezia and Disaster. I'm sorry, MasterCard, Visa, and Disaster, and Discover. If you chose Costco, you might want to look at Amazon and Walmart and maybe even Target and who else. There's a lot of competition in that world. So you see, you're going to do your due diligence, it's often called. You're going to dig deeper into the company that companies are interested in. And as we're going to go over this over and over again, you don't just look at one company, you look at their competitors too. So you're going to play the part of the Wall Street analyst or the individual investor. And by the way, on these earnings calls, if they're live, if you happen to catch one live, which all you got to do is look at their website and they'll tell you when the next earnings call is, you can actually ask questions. You can put in your questions. Now, what happens, in my opinion, my experience, is that the first 15-20 minutes are really important. And, it's when they They're going to put their best foot forward, folks. Even if the news is bad, they're going to try their best to make everything look good because, you know, they're trying to make a buck like everybody else. And then the questions start coming in, and some of the questions are so stupid. It's just these people want to hear themselves talk, and so that tends to turn me off. And usually by 20, 25 minutes, I'm gone. But they usually go on for a lot longer. People ask questions like, "Well, if it's Tuesday and there's a meteorite that hits your plant in Brazil at the same time, there's a tsunami in Singapore, and what do you think is going to happen?" Yeah, I'm being facetious, but still, they do ask really dumb questions sometimes. But we hope again, we say again, the information you receive is not as important as the experience that you have. Does this pique your interest? Do you enjoy doing the research, or do you hate it? Fine, if you hate it, that's fine. That's a good sign that maybe you don't want to be an individual investor making your own decisions and you want to hire somebody or maybe just choose a mutual fund and be done with it. Cool? But I do hope you enjoy it. I certainly do. There are thousands, literally thousands of companies, dear students, and there's no end to how much you can learn as an individual investor. No end. Now, look at the bottom of the sheet. In the presentations, you're going to hear many terms that you probably don't understand. Speak of the language. And below are just some of them. Please give a one or two line description of each of the following terms, because they're going to throw these terms out and you're supposed to understand them. Now, later on, we're going to discuss financial measures and top line growth and bottom line growth. And what is SA and O expenses? What are SG&A expenses? I don't know. Anyway. So please do have fun with this. I hope you do. And if you have any questions, you know who to contact. Be awesome, dear students. And it's our secret desire that you fall in love with researching companies. That's our secret desire. It's not a secret anymore, is it? Oh, well. We're so proud of you. Thank you so much for being in our class.